This is MSO Newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Jim Pugh, who is the new football coach at Hamilton Wenham. And, Coach, congratulations. Back in coaching after, 26 years on the sidelines at Masco.
Wow, that sounded a little strange and new, but very exciting, Phil. But thank you. Yes, it's great to be back involved in coaching again in the KFAN League. So, you know, I'm excited and really looking forward to this challenge. Hamilton Wenham, you know, there's a lot of good competitiveness between the two schools over the years, and it's going to be exciting to take over for Andrew. I know he did a great job there, and he'll do a great job at Beverly. Are competing since I've been the head coach at Masco, was with Coach Kaderis and Coach Weinhold, and then Coach Morenci. I think Coach Fisher was there for a couple. So yeah, I know the quality of the athletic program and the quality of the school and the community of Hamilton Wenham. So I'm honored and excited to be there.
Well, Jim, you know, when I saw that or heard the news, I'm thinking, you know, that just makes a lot of sense, you know, because you still are active in the game, you still love it, and so on. So you're getting back into it.
Yeah, it's I met with the kids yesterday, and the thing that we're saying is, the whole thing with athletics is being able to compete. And, you know, that doesn't leave you when you retire from teaching or retire from one job. I mean, being able to compete with, a football program is just exciting. And I'm really excited and looking forward to the challenge ahead.
Jim, I got to ask you a question. Did the Bunkers sell their house in Topsfield or Boxford or wherever and move to Hamilton Wenham? What's up?
Not yet, but I'm working on that, to tell you the truth. It's funny. We haven't put together a staff yet. I have to meet with Craig and after the fourth and put together a staff. But obviously. The Bunker boys are all graduates, but Dave was a great offensive line and an offensive coordinator for us, and Steve has been our strength and conditioning coach and still is at Masco the last 15 years, been with us for over 20. So yeah, those two are tough to replace, and their kids, that's a different story. They were even harder to replace.
Well, as I made that that question formulated on the knowledge that for many years there were Bunkers playing on the field in front of you at Masconomet High School and playing big roles for you. Hey, one thing, I know you want to clear one thing up here, and that was the headline in today's Salem News, that you're not in the Hall of Fame, and I would say not yet in the Hall of Fame, but you're not in the Coaches Hall of Fame.
Exactly. That was a little... I texted, I asked Craig where he got that. And one of the coaches that was, recommending me had told him that. But I don't have that on my resume. It would be nice to have, but no, right now I'm not. And it's the second time I've been introduced as being in. But nope, that's not right now.
Yeah, well, that that's fine. I know that was something that kind of you wanted to make sure that it was clear.
Yes.
That
yes. And so I appreciate it. I didn't know. I do read the tweets and I have tweeted, but I didn't want to screw that up. So. But I'm glad that we cleared that up. Thank you, Bill.
Well, I hope Craig Genualdo doesn't pull the offer and all of that. I mean,
that's right. There you go.
Hey,
Craig is—he's a great guy and a football guy, and you know, I just, I met him, and he was the football chair in the Cape Ann League. So I did have the opportunity to meet him, but just very briefly. And now, in a couple of times, is you know, he's a great guy, and you know, just great people over at Hamilton Wenham. I mean, you know, in the interview committee, I met some great coaches and parents, and so I am really excited.
No, you.
That's all I can say. It's going to be a challenge, you know. I mean, that's the weight room is the key.
Yeah.
And we've said that for years, and I think most football coaches would tell you that. I mean, games are won in January, February, March, April in the weight room. And Andrew had them lifting, and so now we just have to keep building on our lifting program and get the kids involved in seven-on-sevens. And they've been doing that. And, you know, I've seen some of the athletes and, you know, Hamilton Wenham has had some of the top athletes year in and year out, as long as I've been involved with the Cape Ann League.
I want to share a story. I know that you and I exchanged this one earlier. You talked to me. Maybe it's my nose for news or my total lack of nose for news. I was over at Hamilton Wenham last week, right, interviewing yes. Craig. Just for a feature interview. You know, it's one of the ones we could have done at any time in the last several weeks, but we just wanted to do one. And I must have missed you by a few minutes at the high school. Now, if I had seen you coming into the high school, maybe I would have put – I wonder if I would have put two and two together, but whatever.
Yeah, no, that's funny. I did see your name, and I knew I asked Craig about that and you know, told him how much I enjoyed the support of you, Bill, you know, MSO now with Rick. I mean, they do a lot of good, great things for high school athletes, high school football in particular. So, you know, just appreciate what you guys do.
Hey, and one last thing. And by the way, Rick, I had been in contact with Rick today. Rick wants to send along his congratulations to you and so on. And,
okay.
And the other thing is, just for our listeners, because this is kind of a sports-related event, your daughter, Annie, is getting married. She is the girls' lacrosse coach at Marblehead, and so kind of a sports wedding here. I think we should make note of that, if you could, for us.
Well, definitely, and we're very excited to have my only child, my daughter, and Carlos Madden, getting married this Sunday night in Ipswich at the Hellenic Center, but we laughed when they were tweeting that I was coaching again, or I had never left because I was coaching at Malden Catholic. I've been not coaching at Marblehead girls lacrosse, but I go to every game and I do all the scouting. So I don't know very much about girls lacrosse. I've been watching it for 10 or 15 years now, but I can tell who's a good athlete and who's fast and who's not so fast, and who's got, you know, good athletic moves and who doesn't. So, she said from Hamilton Wenham, she'll keep me on the involved with the scouting for Marblehead girls lacrosse.
Keep drinking that 5-hour energy or whatever that might be. You're going to need that, I guess. So,
for sure. That's for sure.
Well, anyways, Jim, congratulations, and it's exciting. I think it's exciting for Hamilton Wenham for sure, and we'll look forward to being in contact with you during the football season and in between as well. So, and best of luck to Annie. So,
I will tell her.
All right, great.
Okay, Bill. Thank you very much.
Yep. Jim Pugh, the new football coach at Hamilton Wenham High School, with us. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.